are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here on a crisp spring morning.
It is a little crisp. Yeah, I even had to grab my coat again.
But it should warm up and be a pretty nice day.
Oh, yeah. So. You said no wind, and that's good news for everybody.
After yesterday, which was a breezy, it was nice and sunny and warm, and then you got hit by the wind. And
exactly.
It kind of took all that away.
It would be nice not to have a little wind.
It would be. So we're going to get a day break anyway.
Good.
But as always, things happening in Fort Pierre. What do we want to let people know about this morning?
Exactly. You know, the one thing that you and I haven't talked about very much is the all-season fish cleaning station. And this was a project that was introduced at our tourism meetings and promoted, and they have grabbed hold of it. And the one thing that the city has to do is to provide a location. And so we have core lots, you know, we have those core lots. And so we have one near the Fifth Avenue boat ramp that would just be an ideal location for for a nice fish cleaning station. So that's what we're looking at. We have made an application to the Corps of Engineers for a long-term lease on that property. And so now all that's left is fundraising. And they are, I think they need to raise about $240,000. We got a nice grant from Game Fish and Parks, and they're doing very well with the fundraising. But people, if you want to get involved, this is another one of those great projects that I just love, that it is done with no taxpayer dollars involved.
Right.
It's just a situation of, you know, grants and private contributions. And, you know, we love doing things like that by ourselves in Fort Pierre. So
most definitely.
Yeah. So if you want to get involved, there's an email that is Fort Pierre Life. That's all one word, @gmail.com, or a phone number, 605-412-8549. Or go online, check out Fort Pierre Tourism, and you will find something on Facebook and the website under All Season Fish Cleaning Station. So you can get more information, or feel free to call me at City Hall, and be happy to talk about it.
Yeah, this would be a great addition, especially being near the boat ramp. I mean, you think of all the people that come to Fort Pierre and all the fishing that they do, and being able to come right out of the water, take care of their fish, and they'll be good to go.
And yes, summer and winter. It will be enclosed. It'll be heated. And I'm not sure about, I can't remember about the air conditioning, whether it'll just be open or whether it will be air conditioned. But it will be a comfortable place to clean your fish.
It definitely will. And another good project that the community will get behind. I have no doubt about that.
I have no doubt either. This is a wonderful community who likes to be involved in the projects. And speaking of that, the Jill Kokish will get started maybe this weekend. As soon as the weather is nice, she'll get started on the mural again. And we'll complete that this summer.
Yeah, it is looking so good. I can't wait to see the finished product. I mean, the start was just fantastic.
It really is. And she amazes me that she can take something that's on an, you know, 8x15 piece of paper and convert it into a 90-foot mural.
Right.
It just amazes me how she can get that right. So, but she's an artist, and she does a wonderful job, and we're so lucky to have her in Fort Pierre.
Yeah, beautiful addition to the town for sure.
Exactly. So and just a quick note on the water treatment plant. Moving forward on that, the council approved the application to the state water plan. And so it will be on the state water plan. It's kind of a placeholder. There's a dollar estimate, and we go the highest estimate just to make sure we have enough in there. And then we'll wait and see what they have for for cost share for loans and grants, and then we'll move forward on that.
So the ball is rolling now. It's just on to the next step.
It is. It is. And you're right. There's always something happening in Fort Pierre.
There really is. Yeah. So anything else before we
just,
wrap up?
Just remind people of the election on April 12th.
Right.
The city election. And the election itself will take place at the Pat Duffy Community Center. And the hours are from 7 to 7 Mountain Time. So that would be 8 to 8 Central Time. And there, the ballots are not printed yet. After March 28th, they will be available. And you can just come in to the courthouse and vote there. People like to do that, or that you can request a ballot to be mailed to you. There's an application form for that.
So numerous ways to get your vote in and take advantage of that get it all set.
If you have any questions, call Roxanne Heason at the city office.
She'll be happy to help out.
Exactly.
All right. Well, enjoy this beautiful day, Mayor. Always nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dave. It's always nice to be here.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and Vistacare.